Can you explain what the, I'm sure there are a lot, but maybe the most obvious challenge for this population when they're homeless and they're looking for a shelter in the city?
Yeah. What I think what happens generally is so transgender people who do not have that support in their lives from family, you know, having a stable job, financial help through their family, including not having stable housing, you know, engage in high risk behaviors. So these are trans folks we see that are sleeping outside, you know, maybe using drugs, you know, unprotected sex, things like that. And the problem with going to some of the shelters in the city is having to express the gender that's on your ID. Changing your name and changing your gender marker on your ID and going through that can be a process, but it's not always accessible to trans folks who are, you know, experiencing homelessness. So in order to go to the shelters in Indy, you have to abide by that legal marker on your ID and dress as such. And if you can get past that barrier and you're in the shelter itself, there's oftentimes harassment. You know, it's people are scared to even go there to be themselves. So what we are seeing is trans folks don't even think about going into shelter. These folks are sleeping outside or they're, you know, couch surfing. But going into emergency shelter is not even a conversation that they want to have.
And so through this grant, they can come to you and say, hey, I've got this problem. And then what happens after that?
So I usually get a referral from other providers in the city. Sometimes it's word of mouth about a trans person who is, you know, maybe sleeping outside, you know, or is about to lose their housing or is maybe leaving an institution. And I'll say, okay, let's get connected, you know, and have them come to the Damien Center, or oftentimes I've met them offsite as well, if that's easier for them. And we go through a barrier intake assessment, just kind of understand their history with homelessness and housing instability. And then if they are sleeping outside, considered literally homeless through the HUD definition of homelessness, my next step is complete a coordinated entry application. We start getting a little deeper into what's going on, what's that longer history instead of what's currently happening, and will this grant be a good fit for you? And that's been a big challenge is, you know, the trans folks that we are running into that are sleeping outside or engaging in high-risk behaviors need a lot more support than what the grant can offer. And that's, you know, something we're learning about as we're addressing this community and working it into what we're doing right now is what else can we do in the future too.
And do you know, I assume you could kind of calculate how many people by how big the grant is, this could actually help?
Yeah. So I think our goal was to get connected with maybe 30 folks and get them housed, just, you know, kind of troubleshooting. And that's a larger number than I think we're able to capture right now. So we've currently gotten connected with, I want to say, about 15 different people, different clients, and we have successfully housed one person. We're on the verge of a few more from that number as well.
The whole process where you get a referral, you find somebody, and then all the way to the end of the process, like what is the most difficult part of that? I've heard, you know, from some providers that it's tough even to find people or to get them to know that you exist. So is that part of the process difficult?
Yeah. So yeah, the biggest piece I think is even trying to find these people. So being able to have a really great relationship with our street outreach team for the city has been really important. Being able to have open conversations about, you know, what happens when you meet someone who's transgender and experiencing homelessness, how do you approach that conversation? How do you accurately capture them in your tracking system so that they can get the appropriate services? And I think we're all learning together. And that's been really great. It's really difficult. But it's a great opportunity to say, okay, we see this happening. What can we do? Here are some next steps.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.